Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Move, clouds.
Wait, what? It's just fucking water. It's just water. What?
Time and date resolved. Current time and date, 0836 Sulu, Wednesday, July 27th, year 12,576.
What?
Deep breaths. You're gonna be okay.
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 There's something you should see. On the moon.
What the fuck is that? Zoom in on the moon. Keep going. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that on the moon? Are the fucking city lights? What the fuck is that on the moon?
I don't know.
God, it's incredible. We did it.
Must be miles across. Not a sound. Clementine, she's gone. We're all gone. I'm gone.
Computer, please initiate Earth re-entry sequence.
We don't have enough fuel for an Earth landing.
Understood. Override.
What are you doing?
I'm going home.
Magnesium Film presents Celeritas, Episode 6.
After the show, join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at CeleritasPod.com.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
-3 degrees, yaw. We're down a few thrusters. 710 bars a little high. Lower LOX turbo pump by 2%.
Owen.
+1 degree, yaw.
Owen, stop.
10,000 years, Sean. You feel pretty good about that number?
Yeah. Constellation shift and some old radioactive. 5 nines of confidence.
I never made it back to her. I failed.
Look, we had our issues. But you were a good dad. This isn't your fault.
Yes, it is.
Look at what you did. You risked everything trying to save her. What if it worked? Just because you're here doesn't mean the experiment failed. Don't you want to know? Transmission report, just noise.
But it repeated.
If it's data, I can't unpack it.
Is there anywhere on Earth that could have come from?
There's zero instances of urban radiation signatures on Earth. It came from the moon.
fuel to land on the moon?
We do.
We're overshooting lunar insertion and LOX 1 to 2%.
We have too much mass! Jettison the wholesale component!
20 meters! 10! 5! Oh.
LOX extraction mesh. Let's just hope this lake's eating moon rocks as much as it liked Death Valley. What's the radius on the mesh?
85 meters.
All right, I'll spread it out on my way to the base. So you're my computer now?
I guess so.
So I went crazy.
You don't sound crazy.
Hope. Vega, I'm... Oh, God. Hope, Vega. I'm gonna keep logging, I guess. Or I'll go crazier. Everything's gone from Earth. But there's something on the moon. I got a scrambled transmission, so I'm here now. To see. I'm getting closer. This isn't a city. It's just miles of solar panels and light towers. A few big dishes. That moon base is supposed to have cool domes. I do see a few low structures here and there. Computer, any activity?
None.
All the goddamn lights are on. Oh, shit.
What?
One of the buildings has a hole. There's debris everywhere. Covered in dust. I mean, this is the moon. This could have happened yesterday or 1,000 years ago and it would look exactly the same. I'm at the breach. There's a huge hole in the wall in one of the structures. Looks like an explosion. There's no burn marks on anything. All right, I'm walking inside. Well, I know why all the lights are on.
Why?
There's no bulbs. Some of the walls just glow. Okay, I'm in a small building. There's not much here. Can't really tell what it's for. Whoa. It blew another hole in the floor, too. How far can I fall without hurting myself?
About 12 meters.
Well, I'll need a line to get out anyway. This is a really good idea. Can you map this?
Trying. Hard to get any useful geometry under the ground.
This place is destroyed. What's with all the triangles melted into the walls? Graffiti with an arc welder.
Whoa! I'm falling! But, like, slowly!
This place is enormous. It's some sort of giant rail station or something. It's magnificent.
can see at least 10 levels down. There's tracks and tunnels everywhere. Maybe this is a city. This must have been filled with thousands of people. Just living their lives. Going to work. What happened? No movement. No air. I'm not getting any translations of my HUD. Any of these signs mean anything to you?
Only familiar symbols are a rocket ship and a leaf. Keep looking around. Picked up a reflection of a biohazard symbol down the southwest passage, one level down.
Bingo. Okay. Well, looks like this place is made for jumping. So... it's another smashed hole. Looks like someone took out a pretty serious doorway to get in here.
Owen, I don't think you should go in there.
I'm sure that's what you think.
I'm sorry, what?
I mean, you're just a by-the-book person. You always have been. It's fine.
It's fine?
Look, this is the last shopping run before a very long camping trip back on Earth. I really need your help picking up any clues about med bays, chem labs. It's great that you're by the book. One of us needed to be. That's why we were such a good team.
Fine.
Okay. Here we go. There's just damage everywhere. Like someone tried to drive a tank through here. More of those triangles. It just all looks the same. What the hell happened here?
Dragon cave.
It was formed about 20 million
years ago. Dragons like just pretend, right?
Yeah. Just pretend. There's no dragons in here.
What about bears?
No bears either, I promise. This is a safe place.
But bears are real.
There's just nothing here. Wait. Okay. I'm entering a really big room. Feels like a hospital. There's like 200 or so pod room things, each with a bed and a few machines. A lot of the pod rooms are smashed. Some of them are opaque. All the beds are empty. I'm gonna check out one of the opaque pods. Okay. Opening one of the opaque pods. Oh shit! There's a body. It's in some crazy pressure suit. Helmet on. Just bones. I'm gonna check a few more pods. Nothing in this one. Got a real bed. How's the extraction refuel?
The mesh has processed about 8,000 tons of rock at 2.7% efficiency. 20 hours until refuel complete.
Well, we're not gonna need a full tank to get to Earth, but... I'm so tired. I just want to go home.
Owen, you don't have enough air for a nap.
I just need a sec.
Look how good she is on the bike.
I know.
This way, this way.
Who called?
Abby. Some emergency meeting. I'm gonna have to sneak out of here early.
Owen, she hasn't seen you all week.
I know.
Hey, Clem. Daddy's gonna have to leave early, okay? You and Mommy are gonna stay here and have lots of fun.
But I wanna show you my favorite.
Okay, I'd love to see your favorite. But then I gotta go, okay?
Okay, follow me, follow me.
We're almost over the hump on the hardest part. And then things will quiet down.
You're always almost over the hump.
Here it is!
Oh, they're beautiful.
Are they really tiny horses?
What do you think?
No, they're probably a funny looking fish.
You're a funny looking fish.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
All right, my little seahorse. Have a fun day.
Okay. Jesus. Sean, get me the fuck out of here.
There were enough protrusions in the rail station. You might be able to climb back up to the hole you fell through.
Good enough. I'm taking that suit.
Gross.
Sorry, friend. was that?
Epicenter was back near the rail station.
After all this time, this place is falling apart now.
Go, go, go!
Okay, what?
That's not seismic.
Oh, fuck!
Holy...
What the fuck was that?
Purely mechanical, no biomarkers.
It didn't even... It's just a moving scrap heap! Is it coming after me?
You should ask.
Do you see any other way back to that station?
Can't tell, but you're actually closer to another surface structure. Try to keep heading southwest.
It sounds further away. Maybe I lost it.
Okay, I've got some of this mapped. Make your next left. Should be another large room.
Whoa. Some sort of church.
Good. Okay, the hall to your right looks like it leads to a stairwell.
Wait. There's something.
Owen, you're running out of air.
There's like a gold figurine just sitting in the middle of this giant room. What the fuck?
Owen.
It's a seahorse. Why is there a gold seahorse just...
Oh my god!
Go!
Stairs!
At the top, it's second left, first right.
You did it! I think I'm in another one of those buildings above ground. How do I get out of here?
Some weird shapes in that wall. Try those.
Oh, come on.
All right, friend. I'm just gonna prop you up here. Sorry to use you as bait. Man, I really wanted to try your suit.
What are you doing?
The monster's gonna make a hole for me. Outside. It's just walking away. Across the moon.
I see it. Owen, I know you hear the oxygen alarm.
That thing.
I know. Listen to me. The ship is revved and fully prepped except for the mesh. You have to make the run now.
Why not the mesh?
It has to be stowed manually.
I remember that meeting. Okay.
Does it see me?
No, you're doing great.
Okay, I'm at the mesh. Jesus, it dug itself like 3 meters down. I'm not gonna make it!
Keep going! It's tangled in the mesh!
I'm out of air!
Just one big breath and hope, and you're almost here!
Degrees north, 4.517 degrees east, Maxwell Montes, Venus.
Celeritas, Episode 6, is produced by Magnesium Film and stars Alexander Adele as Owen Keating, Norma Jean as Chandra Keating, and Penelope Adele as Clementine Keating. Featured music, Posturing Through Metaphysical Collapse, and House Taken Over 2, written by Alluvium and performed by Matthew Cooper. What Happened Here, and Make the Run, written by To Dust We Return and performed by Billy Marsden. Sound editing by Brad Colebrook and Alexander Adele. New episodes are released every few weeks. Follow this podcast for new episode alerts and join our Discord community for bonus content, in-depth discussion, and AMAs with the creators. Discord link at celeritaspod.com. Until then, embrace the emptiness.